USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Reports out of Ukraine are that Russian troops have reached the suburb of Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. Thursday, Russian leader Vladimir Putin threatened the world to not take action against his forces. Putin via translator.
For those who could be tempted to intervene from outside, whoever tries to hinder us, and even more so, to create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate, and it will lead you to such consequences that you have never encountered in your history.
President Biden, when he was questioned at the White House about Putin's threat.
I have no idea what he's threatening. I know what he has done.
After President Biden announced new sanctions Thursday that will degrade Russia's economy, the head of Russia's space agency, Roscosmos, Director General Dmitry Rogozin, says sanctions have the potential to destroy their cooperation on the International Space Station. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump charged the pharmaceutical company Moderna to warp speed a vaccine. In doing so, the amount of money Moderna made so far is staggering.
Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine brought in nearly $7 billion in the final quarter of 2021, and the drug maker says it signed purchase agreements for another $19 billion in sales this year. The vaccine maker's COVID-19 shots, which are now available in more than 70 countries, totaled $17.7 billion in sales last year, the first full year on the market. Taking advantage of coronavirus, Moderna earned $12.2 billion compared to a net loss of $747 million the year previous. On top of those numbers for 2022, analysts forecast a $21.5 billion profit for Moderna. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Look for a new CDC COVID-19 guidelines announcement sometime today. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The war in Ukraine, started by Russia, has been met with sanction from Western nations. United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
With new financial measures, we're taking new powers to target Russian finance, in addition to the banks we've already sanctioned this week. Today, in concert with the United States, we are imposing a full asset freeze on VTB. More broadly, these powers will enable us totally to exclude Russian banks from the UK financial system, which is, of course, by far the largest in Europe, stopping them from accessing sterling and clearing payments through the UK. And with around half of Russia's trade currently in US dollars and sterling, I'm pleased to tell the House that the United States is taking similar measures. These powers will also enable us to ban Russian state and private companies from raising funds in the UK, banning dealing with their securities and making loans to them. We will limit the amount of money that Russian nationals will be able to deposit in their UK bank accounts, and sanctions will also be applied to Belarus for its role in the assault on Ukraine. Overall, we'll be imposing asset freezes on more than 100 new entities and individuals, on top of the hundreds that we've already announced.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.